Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Missoula area firefighters spent most of yesterday afternoon putting out a major fire that broke out at a local business. The blaze erupted during the noon hour at the Axeman's Yard, sending a column of thick black smoke over the valley. Frenchtown Fire, Missoula Rural Fire, and additional firefighters from the city of Missoula, Arlie, Florence, and Missoula Airport provided mutual aid, finally declaring the situation under control around 6:30. The cause of the fire is being investigated, and we're watching for an estimate on the amount of damage. The Northern Rockies just can't shake the rain. A slow-moving system that parked over the region all weekend is expected to douse Montana for at least one more day. The numbers are pretty staggering. Great Falls alone picked up over 2 1/3 inches of rain through Sunday afternoon. Meteorologists say that would be the wettest two-day period that Great Falls has seen in 6 years, typically swallowing up a month's worth of rain in about 48 hours. Well, the rain could start tapering off for some areas later today. Emergency officials, especially in Cascade County, on high alert. Residents in Fort Shaw, Sun River, and Sims being urged to use extreme caution as rivers and streams coming off the divide hit some near record levels. Just when you thought the corner crossing issue may have been resolved by the courts, that's not the case here in Montana. As Nick Northern tells us, the debate is actually heating up, and now's your chance to provide some critical input.
A debate that has hunters, landowners, and public access advocates all paying attention is heading back into the spotlight as the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is asking for public input on the controversial issue of corner crossing. It's a topic that could impact access to hundreds of thousands of acres of public land across the state, and opinions on both sides are running strong. The final public meeting is tomorrow. Find out how to get registered now on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.